Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
TJ Oshie retired this afternoon right in front of our eyes out here at the Georgetown waterfront. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, as we play his goal song for you on your flagship home for Capitals hockey. Spencer Carberry is a man of the people. He's making his way to us, but he was getting stopped for a lot of pictures and autographs. That's not just any picture, by the way.
Nuh-uh.
That's not just any autograph.
No.
That is an autograph and a picture with the Jack Adams Award winner.
That's what it looks
like.
The
coach of the year in the National Hockey League and one of the young coaching stars in the NHL, Spencer Carberry, who joins us now on Grant and Danny Live on 106.7 The Fan. Spencer, you're on the flagship home for the Caps. We appreciate you carving out some time for us. What
Absolutely.
A day this has been for TJ Oshie.
Yeah, unbelievable. Just to hear him talk about his career, his family, all the people that had a positive impact on all the years that he's played, going back to being raised and playing minor hockey, was pretty incredible to listen to.
Yeah, like we were joking, he's getting choked up thinking about the intern who was one on the training staff in St. Louis 15 years ago. You know, just a guy that played with gratitude. I mean, you were around him so much. Speak to that a little bit, where it's a lot of guys, I don't want to say take it for granted because they're great and they're in the NHL, but there seems to be something that comes through in his personality all the time where he's grateful and kind of gets it.
Yeah, and that's where Oshie, the way a coach would describe him is, to me at least, is the total package. The skill and ability on the ice, how hard he competes, how hard he plays, how badly he wants to win, and then he goes and lays his body on the line, and then the other part of it is the off the ice stuff, how he is in the locker room, his leadership ability, his gratitude for the training staff, his ability to take a young player and have a subtle talk with them on the ice and share some of his knowledge and what he's been through in his experiences to try to help that young player. So that's, there's just so many facets of what it means to be a good teammate, a good player, that Oshie checks every box.
What was it like for you the last couple of seasons as you've been not only altering the culture a bit, but you've been ushering in some of the kids and developing the McMichael Protas types, but you're also celebrating the careers and benefiting from the veterans. But Oshie's body was just breaking down on him. Last year, he just wasn't the same, and this year he couldn't get on the ice. We saw the same with Backstrom. What has that part of it been like for you?
Well, there's the negative part of it, of them not being on the ice and not being, you wish they were able to play and impact the game on the ice. But the thing that I look at is the things you just mentioned about those young players, whether it was Pro or Mikey or Marty Faye-Arvey or Rasmus Sandin, they've watched these players and Osh specifically, not only learning from them as an experienced veteran player and all the wisdom he can share, but they watched a guy that was absolutely laying it on the line at the end of his career to grind out every last ounce he could of his career. And that, when you watch that as a young player, you go, I'm not feeling great today. I can find a way to feel okay. And I will find a way to battle through what I'm going through. When you watch TJ Oshie, who in game 1000 is hobbling around the locker room and We're not sure he's going to be able to play in Vancouver, but he does everything he can that afternoon so that he can suit up at 7 o'clock. Or you see him in Tampa Bay when he had the non-contact and he couldn't move and he's being helped off the ice. Like, all those moments are lasting for young players to recognize and learn from and go, you know, this is a competitive, this is a guy that won a Stanley Cup, and here's why: because of the way that he competed and because of the how much he was a warrior. And you learn from that as a young player.
That's Coach Carberry. That's Coach of the Year, Coach Carberry, to you. Thank you very much. What did you know about TJ Oshie before you got the chance to coach him? And then what did you find out?
So I would say that stuff, I didn't know all of that part of him, the leadership part, the competitive. The two things that blew me away, I'd seen it, but I didn't really know it until I coached him, is his skill on, we call it on the walls, his ability to pull a puck off of the yellow that's on the rim or on the walls and make a play is incredible and so underrated. And for his coaches and people that watch the game in every little minute detail, his small, tight area skill with the puck is as good as I've ever coached. And that is a very underrated skill, but a very important skill in winning hockey games and has a huge impact. So that was something that I was so impressed with, his small area skill of getting pucks off the yellow. And then the other thing I would say is a lot of people, Caps fans, have seen Oshie, we call it the bumper on the power play, right? He's made a living there, scored so many big goals in that spot. And because he's done such a good job there, you know, you just think it's automatic. Well, just put another right shot right in there, and then the same thing
it's
will
happen. It's easy, right?
It's easy, yeah. I just saw Oshie make a career out of scoring from that area. But the thing that goes unnoticed is that is what he's doing in there with his hockey sense and finding position and getting his stick in a spot to where Backe can get him the puck or Kuzi is a skill in itself. And it's not just something that you can replace there. So Willie picked up a lot of those things from Ocean. He was trying to share, but his ability to play the bumper is like none other that I've ever been around.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spencer Carberry got 81 of 103 first-place votes for the Jack Adams Award. The Coach of the Year in the National Hockey League, as Danny mentioned, joining us on Grant and Danny. Two seasons now, two playoff appearances. You get to round one in year one. You get to round two in year two. Who knows what year three will have in store. Let's keep climbing, right?
Yeah.
I want to get into that in a second. But first, this was Oshie's day. You had your own day recently when you found out you'd won the Jack Adams. I got to say, it was a little dusty when I watched the video as someone with kids, too. But you were in a monumental. You could tell people the story working with Joe B. Thought you were talking about the team, and then you got a surprise.
Yeah, that came as a shock. I thought I was doing an end-of-the-year interview, and I thought it was just going to be you know, going over the season and all the highlights. And yeah, when he sort of spun me around and started, I thought it was going to be a video on the season. So I'm thinking OV goals, big moments of us winning games. And there was, it was of me on the bench and coaching, and I'm going, uh-oh, what's going on here? This is not on the script. And then turning around and seeing my family come in, and then, you know, my wife and my two two little ones come in and with the Jack Adams trophy and just, and then my extended family. And that's what really blew me away, because these are people that live literally across this continent, thousands and thousands of miles. So I'm just going, how did everybody get here and come here for this moment? Yeah, it was a moment my family and I will never forget.
Go through it here. Now that you guys have taken inventory of everything with this season, you and your staff, obviously pretty fantastic job. You were the coach of the year, not by accident. There are 22 voters, by the way, I'd like to have a word with. But greatest success for you guys this year as a coaching staff, and then thing that you say, you know what, after this year, here's what we want to do better next year. Give me your greatest success and something that you say, you know what, we're going to grind on this.
So I was really proud of – I would probably say this, because we had a tremendous start to the year. We put ourselves in a great spot, basically set ourselves up for the entire season. And the O record, as we got down the stretch, our games sort of stumbled a little bit down. And as a coach, you're going, okay, you know, we're trying to get ready for the playoffs. We'd already clinched a playoff spot, but we're also chasing a record. And O wanted the record, but his teammates wanted it just as bad. And they were trying every single night to put him in good spots and put our team in good spots to maybe get him an empty net or give him a pass on a two-on-one, and hopefully we get one goal closer. And so that it was hard. It was hard for our team to navigate that the highs and lows of Ovi getting the record and then playing the next night and playing an important game where you want to play well, you want to get 2 points, and we would stumble. And what I would say that the highlight for me was us in the first round of playoffs, because I was a little bit nervous, and we had talked about it as a group, is are we going to be able to pick up that high level of play in the first round? And we did exactly that.
Yes, yeah.
And I was really proud of our group for that. And we obviously, the second round series didn't go the way we wanted, but I thought we took a lot of lessons out of that. No one wants lessons. You want to win games. You want to win the Stanley Cup and get to the finals. But a lot of our guys playing in the second round for the first time goes a little bit unnoticed. So there were some guys in end of the year meetings where that was new to me. That was foreign territory playing in the second round. You get to the final eight. It's realistically the eight teams that can win the Stanley Cup that all could make an argument. And I think we'll take a lot of valuable lessons from that second round series playing against Carolina.
As successful as this year was, and as much acclaim as you've gotten now as coach of the year, that was not an easy job. You guys made a lot of changes in the offseason. There were a lot of pieces to assimilate. PLD, almost to a man, all of them. You got really good production out of looking at, you know, Bevilier midstream at the trade deadline, Duhaime and Radish on the fourth line, Matt Roy defensively, LT in the cage. At every level of the ice, you guys are making these changes, and it all worked. I'm curious, Carbs, just about what that was like for you early in the year as you're getting all those pieces to come together.
Yeah, that was a significant challenge, especially early. This is more going back to the summer and pre-camp of getting to know all the new faces. And that probably was what got us off to the start, what was our ability to bring these six new players in, and they fit in so seamlessly. Like, it wasn't three guys were playing at a high level and three, it took a little while. Like, we, every single guy that we brought in, I felt like just hit the ground running and fit in so well with our group, from Brandon Duhaime to Pierre-Luc Dubois to Logan Thompson, to Matt Roy. You just go down the list. Jacob Chychrun. All these guys just hit the ground running, and it just felt so comfortable right from training camp. Them in the locker room, them understanding our system, them being able to fit in on a line and have good chemistry. And so when that happened, and Protoss, you could tell right away, took a real step in the summer and looked like a different player. Mikey, same thing. And even the guys that don't get a lot of credit, but Sandin raised his game. Marty Faye-Arvey raised his game a touch. So I think that was probably why we got off to such a great start, is you couldn't have predicted that many players, that many new faces would fit in so seamlessly with our group, which they did right from the get-go.
Hoping for another big offseason and another step forward this year for the Capitals and for Spencer Carberry, a rising coaching star in the NHL. Carbs, I just heard the bell. I don't want you to miss that boat, so we're going to let you go.
Is that the make good decisions boat?
that boat is taking off, and I'm assuming you're going to be on it at some point for the celebration tonight. So thanks for the time.
Yeah, anytime. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thank
you. Good catching up. Spencer Carberry with us from out here live at the Georgetown Waterfront, the TJ Oshie celebration today, as he announced his retirement. Grant and Danny with you. We got to thank the Caps
absolutely
for what was a tremendous afternoon out here and them helping us to get Osh carbs and really making a fun day of this and helping our listeners to feel like they were here. They did a great job.
This is awesome. Yeah, what a great event. First class all the way. Expect nothing less.
Big thanks to Metal Chris as well as Toby in studio, our crew, Darius, Ryan, everybody a part of this broadcast. These are fun. These are special. And hopefully Caps fans who were all over the country listening on the Odyssey app got to celebrate and take part in it today. For all of us here at the Fan, Linnell's got overtime coming your way next back in our Half Street studios. Thank you for listening to the program from the Georgetown waterfront. Thank you, TJ Oshie. We will talk to you again soon tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
Thank you for coming.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.